A program in New Jersey that helps struggling cities is ending for places such as Camden, Trenton, and Newark. The Urban Enterprise Zone program allowed businesses in certain cities to charge half of the state sales tax. It also gave companies the opportunity to buy equipment and materials tax-free. But for five cities, the program expired at the beginning of this year. And as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, companies in those cities are starting to feel the sting.
Bill Goodwin has worked at Franklin Griffith Electric in Trenton for almost 20 years, and he says throughout that time, he's had lots of customers, mostly electrical contractors, come in to buy switches or light bulbs just so they could pay half the sales tax.
We know for a fact that there's been customers through the years, especially Pennsylvania customers, that drive specifically to Trenton to take advantage of that savings.
In fact, Goodwin says 15% of his business in 2015 came from customers going out of their way to pay the lower sales tax rate. But in Trenton and four other cities in New Jersey, that perk is no more. Starting this year, the first five so-called urban enterprise zones in New Jersey expired, which means customers in those cities now have to pay the full sales tax. And it also means that businesses in those cities can no longer make company purchases tax-free.
I mean, if something costs $1,000 without sales tax, it costs $1,070 with sales tax, and those dollars add up.
Steve Schwartz runs PCM, a Camden company that makes environmental testing equipment and applies functional coatings like Teflon. He says the cost of materials and equipment just went up.
You know, you have a budget, and you have to live within your budget.
A proposal that passed the New Jersey legislature in December would extend those low-tax zones for 2 years. Whether it becomes law is now up to Governor Chris Christie. He vetoed a proposal earlier last year that would have granted 10-year extensions. But the current bill has some of the changes Christie wanted, so he may be more open to an extension this time around. Goodwin from Franklin Griffith Electric says it's exactly the kind of thing Christie should be supporting.
He talks a good game. He talks about helping small business. But if he really wants to help small business, then this is something that he needs to do. This is something he needs to sign.
But for now, businesses and customers in distressed cities are having to shell out a little bit more. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.